Dolan on FUBAR Radio.
There you go, the unmistakable sound of Led Zeppelin and Kashmir on FUBAR Radio at exactly 12:38 in the afternoon. It's Mark Dolan with you on a Wednesday on the UK's largest ad-free unregulated radio network, online, in-app, and now via the excellent TuneIn Radio app and on your smartphone. And we are sponsored by Shilly Beers. Now, I must say that at 12:38, I have never had such a large retinue of musical artists in the studio. It is a cast of thousands. It's the most well-budgeted for musical combo ever, because with me in the studio, Orlando Seal and The Swell are here, and they're such a big band that there's various members still on the tube on their way, and yet you wouldn't know it because there's at least 20 people here already. First of all, we have the man who enjoys the who's got the nominal title of the band, because Orlando Seal is with me, and so welcome to FUBAR.
Thank you very much, it's a pleasure to be here.
What number of a piece of a group is this?
Well, it's always growing. It swells.
Is it? Yeah. It's a metaphor for Britain's growing immigration population, actually.
I've made this band specifically to support Nigel Farage, of course. This is my entire project is all about that. Not at all. There are sometimes 7, 8, 9, 10. There have been at times 20, but you know, it fluctuates depending on the space.
It's a brilliant thing. And we've got viola in the studio, cello. So what is the genre? You've got your guitar. What is the genre of music of Orlando Seal and The Swell?
That's a really good question. Maybe euphoric wakes or dance funerals or... I don't really know. It's kind of got a bit of... orchestral stuff. It's bands like Arcade Fire that have a bit of indie and a bit of orchestral swell in them.
With me at the moment in the studio, so we've got yourself, Orlando Seal. We've also got Dan Bull, and we've also got Becky Hopkin on the viola. So, guys, welcome to FUBAR.
Hi.
You know what? Welcome yourself. It's a good thing to do. You are welcome. You're doubly welcome.
I'm feeling welcome.
And also Sarah Bennington as well, who just has the most enormous drum I've ever seen. Is that your personal drum?
I don't know. I own it.
What kind of a drum is that? What would we call that?
It's a bass drum.
It's a bass drum. And it's obviously not the most portable device ever, but worth it once it gets going.
Definitely. Definitely worth carrying around.
I mean, when you choose a musical instrument, you know, because... Becky Hopkin is nobody's fool. She's got the viola, right? Yeah. She's ultra portable. I wonder how does one go about choosing an instrument as a child? Is it like what your parents corral you into learning, or how does it happen?
For me, it happened by accident, because I was, I used to play in goal at school, in my school football team, and somebody came into school and said, you know, we need people to learn the cello, and if you have strong hands, that's ideal. So I thought, well, that's the instrument for me, because it will make my hands stronger for playing in goal.
That is remarkable.
So that was musical reason for playing the cello.
You suddenly made me realise how good a cello player Hugo Lloris would be, Tottenham's number one goalie, because he's certainly not been delivering in goal of late. So it would be nice. Maybe he should bring a cello on with him on the pitch.
Yeah,
he could use it.
Do a warm up. That'd be good.
An extra level. We're talking just before we came on air about the cello, which is the most gorgeous, sublime instrument. I mean, that's an antique piece you've got there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very, very old one. Yeah, yeah.
That's
it's
lovely.
Really old.
So you didn't get that on Amazon or eBay?
It's not actually mine. It's on loan, but crumbs. It's a very beautiful old piece.
And we were talking about, just before we came on air, about the fact that you are a classical musician being involved in this group. Yeah. So which do you kind of have a greater leaning towards? Is one of them more your bread and butter, or how does it all work?
They provide totally different things in my life, and it's amazing, because we've both trained as a classical musician, but there are certain things that the band provides.
Brownies.
Brownies
and sausage rolls.
Brownies, Orlando's very good at surprising us with food.
Ask you about this, Becky, but is it just a bit more relaxed because it's kind of popular music and a bit less sort of discipline and rigour involved, as there would be if you were covering a bit of Mozart or Bach or Beethoven or something?
Well, with the band, we can make our own stuff up, and so then you feel a lot more connected to it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, when you write your own parts, and then it's really enjoyable to actually play it in the gig.
To have that musical input, because people hate it when you add bits to Beethoven, don't they?
Yeah. It's okay if we make mistakes, you know.
Yeah.
In this one.
Yeah, I'm just going to improve this piece by Wagner. I'm just going to... I feel I've got something to add in 2014 to the Valkyrie or something. So so that's it. And how do you guys know each other? What's the connection?
Well, actually, I met some of these fantastic people when I got asked to do a thing for the Old Vic Tunnels when that was a venue, and they wanted us to do a collaboration with an orchestra, and they introduced us to the South Bank Sinfonia, and that was where a lot of these wonderful musicians were playing at the time.
Yeah.
And now they've gone on to do even grander things and gone in their separate ways, but we all stayed in contact because we enjoyed it so much and kept playing together, and that's basically how we know each other.
It's amazing. So Becky, you are, Sarah, I should say, forgive me, Sarah, you are a percussionist. What do we call you, a drummer? What's your title?
Well, I do many different things in this band. I'm actually a flute player. That's what I'm trained to do. So I do play flute in some of the songs. We're not in the songs we're doing today, so I haven't brought it. So I'm making up for the playing small flute than by playing the big bass drum.
Is it a flautist? Is that the word we have for the... And that's a gorgeous instrument, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Love it. And that's nice and ultra portable.
Very portable, yeah.
That's fantastic. And the bass drum, not so much.
But I make up for that with just volume, really, and enthusiasm.
Can you play a complete drum kit? Are you able to sit down?
No, I definitely don't have the skills for that, no.
No, well, that's a whole different genre, isn't it? And it's interesting how you sort of bring it all together, and you've got this, you know, cast of characters. We've got Mickey and Andrew, who are on their way.
I think they're here.
And they're even they're in the world. They've got a lot of hair, haven't they?
Yeah. I call Andrew the Welsh Tarzan. So you can
that's a terrifying thought, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah. So we'll get those guys in. And so what's your kind of background, Orlando, yourself?
I'm an actor as well, but I got involved in music when I lived in Los Angeles. I had a girlfriend at the time who lent me Elliot Smith's guitar and encouraged me to start playing. And
wow.
I know, it was amazing. She knew all these amazing musicians like Jeff Buckley and the E from the Eels and all these incredible...
Whoa.
And I was just lucky enough to meet her. And because there's such long drives in LA, you're kind of stuck in your car and it became like a sound booth, and I would just sing along things, and suddenly songs started popping in my head, so I thought, right, I better start writing these, and I couldn't stop. It was just a kind of a song incontinence.
And has it that's a lovely image. And maybe it's just your age, but you know, have you thought of is it a dilemma, is it a choice now with acting and music? Do you feel like
it's not actually, it's just like Dan said, for me they really fulfill different kind of things. It is that I love working on other people's projects and, you know, serving their project, but it's also really wonderful to get a chance to make your own thing. And, you know, we've made a live album that's something, you know, when you're working for other people, you can, you know, you obviously you're serving their project, they get delivered, but to bring something like that to fruition, to have got this group together, made our album, all that, it's a great thrill. You know,
it is a brilliant thrill. Now, what's the album called?
Orlando Seal and the Swell.
Love it. Orlando Seal and the Swell.
Live album.
It's the live album. And is it sort of pre-order, or can you get it now?
Yeah, you can pre-order it on our website if you go to orlandoseal.com.
Good. And that's SEALE at orlandoseal.com. Is it on iTunes as well?
We haven't done that yet, but we will put it out. But it basically it's very limited edition.
There's no boycott or anything.
No. But we're doing it. We mostly made a really special edition, which we're selling at the gig on Sunday night.
Yeah, and that's what you can get on the website, orlandoseal.com.
Exactly.
And it's you get a hard copy, you get a CD.
Yes, you do.
Do you get a booklet?
You get a book, you get lyrics, you get photographs,
get
all these incredible things. You get stickers and badges. It's a work of art.
All right, so you're just sort of basically you're buying our loyalty.
Yes,
you're just like however just many goodies you can squeeze into it.
Exactly.
Well, the ultimate gift is the music itself. And I can't wait to hear it. Mickey Turkington and Andrew Gallup have arrived as well. Sadly, Andrew did not gallop here today, which is why he was late. Where is Andrew? Which one's Andrew? Andrew, come over here. We'll share a microphone. It allows me to kind of hug you in a slightly inappropriate way. Welcome.
Hello.
Tell us about your instrument.
It's just a floor tom.
It's a very nice, a floor tom. Yeah. It sounds like some kind of breed of cat, doesn't it? But very convenient one. They never get on the chair or anything. But in fact, so that's your floor tom. And what else do you do? Is this your core instrument?
I play the full kit, but obviously for this acoustic session,
yeah.
we've distilled it down.
Lovely, love it. And also, Mickey is here as well. Hey, Mickey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So what will you be playing today?
I'm on lead shaker.
Oh, nicely done. Do you know what you guys are missing? We've got everything. There's 52 of you, okay?
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. But you need a dancer.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm the dancer.
Oh, are you? Are you Bez as well, rolled
yeah,
into
you should tell them that I'm naked. They don't know.
It's a good point, by the way. It's covered by the guitar at the moment, luckily. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, look, well, I'm so thrilled to have you. And
thank you.
If you want to tweet an email about Orlando Seal and Swell at Fubar Radio, download at FubarRadio.com. We're going to try to squeeze three tracks in. I'm thrilled and honoured and privileged that you've all come with your instruments. So what we're going to do is hear the first track. And all three of these tracks are on the album, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, therefore, tell us about the first one, which is called Snakes.
It's called Chanting for Snakes, or Snakes. It's actually called Snakes. And it's... I prefer you to hear the lyrics, and then you can decide what you
Perfect.
Think it's about.
Love it. Well, you're listening to FUBAR Radio, and we're in the company of Orlando Seal and The Swell, whose record is out now. You can't get it anywhere yet, except on their website.
And Orland, the gig.
And the gig. Is that now? Where
Sunday
is the gig
night.
On Sunday?
At the Lexington.
The Lexington. Yeah. And that's in central London.
Yes, it's in Islington, very near Angel Tube.
Love it. Well, okay, brilliant stuff. Well, here we go. Here's a little taste of what you're going to get on Sunday night. This is FUBAR Radio, and you're listening to Orlando Seal and The Swell.
Snakes, here they come, crawling up the driveway. Close the curtains and celebrate in the dark what you've done. Too busy mourning for what might be, wearing black and writing obituaries. You didn't notice that the party came and went without you. Keep a flashlight underneath your bed. You should be looking in the mirror instead, as these intruders are inside your head. It's a new house on a new estate, but what's this? Is someone at the door? Heaven, hell, it's the front door bell, and you know who it is. Come on, it's not a carnal sin to let us sin. We snakes, we crawl through your door, we get under your skin. Prickle, prickle, now we're here inside you. You ask the questions and you watch, you try to pin yourself to the floor. Love nothing so we can't lose, we can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. Love nothing so we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. Love nothing so we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. Love have nothing, so we can't. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. Love nothing, so we can't. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. We can't lose, we can't lose. Love nothing, so we can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the unmistakable sound of Orlando Seal in the Swell!
Thank you.
Oh my God, you guys are so brilliant. And it's so beautiful. And it's very, very hard to define the genre, which is like, as you say, hearing is believing. You just got to... It's a bit folky and it's a bit poppy and a bit indie, and then there's this kind of classical context. It's quite amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a thrill to play it.
Yeah, it was just so beautiful. And that's great. Now, the clock is against us because we've got about we've got 5 minutes left in the show. So what do you reckon?
We'll do dogs.
That'd be great. All right, well, you are listening to Orlando Seal and The Swell. The new album is out now on their website, orlandoseal.com. Producer Adam is just going to make a cheeky little adjustment here while we go to our next record, and it's the last track, and it's called Dogs. Take it away.
One, two, three. Ooh. Sometimes and the saints dream of committing crimes. Sometimes I want to hurt you, but I don't say cause I don't want to scare you away. All of the dogs in the pit tearing each other. Blood on their hands, who doesn't harbor violent plans? Am I really a bad man? If I think it, does it mean I am? Am I? All of the dogs in the pit tearing each other. Tearing each other's bits. Ooh. Ooh. Confrontations, bloody fantasies, where you're on your knees begging for mercy. This is the kind of poison now we raise our boys on. All of the dogs in the pit tearing each other to bits. This is the kind of poison that we raise our boys on. This is the kind of poison that we raise.
Oh, my God, what an incredible track. That was unbelievable. And I can't decide which one I like both because which one I prefer. I like both because they're both brilliant. Snakes, and that was Dogs, which was, you know, I was so caught up in the music and the performance and the rhythm. I didn't actually get my head across the lyrics. So I need to go immediately. It's like a Christopher Nolan film. I need to go again.
Thank you.
Straight away. But what is the kind of general sort of thrust of the of the narrative of Dogs?
Of Dogs, I guess it's about the shadow, you know, the shadow in you, the stuff that you know, the interaction between how you are socially and then all that, the socialized version of you and the shadow version of you that you struggle to express, and all the stuff that we see in our culture, which is so violent, and how we raise people with all surrounded by all this images of advertising and violence, which I think is really, really contaminates us, and it's a scary place to bring people up.
Absolutely. So. Now, you're all juggling lots of different careers within music and performance. So what is the kind of plan for the group going forward?
I think just enjoying ourselves. I mean, seriously, like really trying to enjoy the moment. So, because, you know, it's such a bizarre and precarious kind of world. I think we can't really plan anything. Everything's in flux and you just have to try and make sure you really enjoy what you're doing.
Absolutely right. Well, we enjoy the work that you do. That was just, I do feel very privileged just to have a kind of sort of private show all to myself. Producer Adam and I can't believe our luck. And I know that everyone listening is having a great time. And I've just got to say that the album is out now. So the best thing you can do is go to orlandoseale.com, S-E-A-L-E, and buy yourself the record. Go and see them in Islington at the Lexington, which is 2 minutes from here in Islington, on Sunday night. They are Mickey Turlington, Andrew Gallup, Dan Ball, Becky Hopkins, Sarah Beddington, and of course Orlando Seale. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm back tomorrow at 10. This is FUBAR.
Mark Dolan on FUBAR Radio.